Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth begin in my heart and be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. I wonder how many of you remember a unique cultural phenomenon called elephant jokes. These were jokes that were totally nonsensical. They were funny because they were so absurd. For example, here is an elephant joke. An elephant was thoroughly enjoying himself as he splashed about in the river. A mouse was perched on the sandy shore. It was obvious that the mouse was disturbed about something. The mouse yelled at the elephant, "Come out of the water at once." The elephant laughed and said, "Why should I come out?" The mouse was not about to be humiliated by this mountain of flesh, so he kept yelling and yelling. The elephant eventually realized that if he wanted any peace, he would better come out of the water. Slowly, the elephant lumbered out of the water and stood towering over the mouse. "Now, why did you want me to come out of the water?" said the elephant. The mouse looked up and said, "I wanted to see if you were wearing my bathing suit." And the theological punchline is, of course, it's easier for us to understand how an elephant could wear a mouse's bathing suit than it is for us to understand the awesome mystery of the incarnation. God's word became flesh. The God of all creation became a tiny babe in a manger. Today we are celebrating Epiphany, which is really on this coming Wednesday, 12 days after Christmas. The wise men followed a star they had seen in the east, and it stopped over a house. The overjoyed wise men came to the house, and they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshiped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. The mystery of the incarnation. The God of all creation became a tiny babe in a manger. There is something about mystery, isn't there? Paul writes in our lesson from Ephesians, "For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation." Paul probably knew better than most that the workings of God were indeed a mystery. But he also knew that in Christ, God had chosen to reveal many of God's deepest mysteries. There is something about a mystery. Many of the best-selling works of fiction are found under that topic, mystery. Many of our most watched television shows are mysteries. Many of our most watched movies are mysteries. Mysteries challenge our imagination. They keep us asking who and asking why. Someone wrote a mystery about a mystery involving a cooking class. The teacher, Mrs. Pritchard, was extolling her secrets for preparing perfect sauces. When she ordered the class to the stoves to prepare the assignment, she said, "Don't forget to use wooden spoons." One class member, and would-be sleuth, stirred his sauce. He contemplated the physics behind the mystery of the wooden spoon and decided it must have something to do with heat conduction. So he approached Mrs. Pritchard to test his theory. "Why wooden spoons?" he asked. "Because," she replied, "if I have to sit here listening to all your metal spoons banging against metal pots, I'll go nuts." Some mysteries are not that profound. Others, like the incarnation, are profound beyond measure. In the book, The Jesus I Never Knew, Philip Yancey shares an episode from his youth when the concept of the Word becoming flesh dawned on him with profound meaning. Yancey said he learned about the incarnation when he kept a saltwater aquarium. Management of a marine aquarium, he discovered, is no easy task. He had to run a portable chemical laboratory to monitor the nitrate levels and the ammonia content. He pumped in vitamins and antibiotics and sulfur drugs and enough enzymes to make a rock grow. He filtered the water through glass fibers and charcoal and exposed it to ultraviolet light. "You would think," Yancey writes, "in view of all the energy I expended on their behalf, that my fish would at least be grateful. Not so. Every time my shadow loomed above the tank, they dove for cover under the nearest shell. They showed me one emotion only, fear. Although I opened the lid and dropped in food on a regular schedule, 3 times a day, they responded to each visit as a sure sign of my design to torture them. I could not convince them of my true concern. To my fish, I was a deity. I was too large for them, my actions too incomprehensible. My acts of mercy they saw as cruelty. My attempts at healing they viewed as destruction. To change their perceptions, Yancey wrote, I began to see would require a form of incarnation. I would have to become a fish and speak to them in a language that they could understand. That's just what God did. Still, it is too big a mystery for our fish brains to comprehend. But that's all right. We can live with a mystery as long as we know that in the end, everything works out all right. In 1994, Northwest Airlines began offering some unusual round-trip passages aboard one of their planes. $59 bought a mystery fare that provided a one-day trip to an unknown American city. Buyers didn't find out where they were headed until they arrived at the airport the day of the flight. Still, the airline had plenty of takers. In Indianapolis, 1,500 people crowded the airline counter to buy the mystery fare tickets that were sold on a first-come, first-served basis. Some of the mystery flyers were pleased with the results. Some were not. Most of us are fine with the mystery, as long as we know that in the end, everything works out all right. Paul tells us in Ephesians that in the end, everything will work out fine. Why? We find the answer in verse 6. This mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus. In other words, Paul is telling us, we know that things will work out because God's promises are to all people. You don't have to be a certain race, a certain nationality, a certain social class, or a certain gender. The promises of God are for all God's children. So relax. Sure, life is a mystery because God is a mystery. The incarnation is a mystery. Right now, we are surrounded by mystery. That's a reoccurring theme in the season of Epiphany. But one day, all will be revealed. And here is what is most important. Everyone who is in Christ will see it. So relax, my friends. Everything will work out fine in the end. Amen.